Children have energy, amen? Like to have some of that some days. I spent about 3 days with, about 14 to 25-year-olds primarily this past week. I think there were, 150 of them or thereabouts. About 50 adults that are either on staff or there as youth workers. There are days that I realize that I am getting old. I look back and I say, that used to be me. And that was only 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Whew. Yeah, and I know I have 15 years ahead of me or so, at least. So, who knows where things are going to be at that point. But just in those times, talking to Joel and Dylan this morning, they talked about coming home, and when they got home, they slept for 22 hours. Is that how long you slept when you got home? I praise the Lord that I'm not the only one that usually gets home from fuel and goes to sleep and wakes up the next day. I'm glad that I'm not the only one that they start to feel that pain a little bit too. But in realizing that, and especially with this past week not really unfolding the way that I had originally planned, and needing the Lord's strength in different times. Just in case you didn't know, Madison was bit by our cat on Tuesday, went to the emergency room Tuesday night. They sent her home with some antibiotics after having an IV antibiotic. They sent her home with some oral antibiotics. She went back Wednesday night and was admitted to the hospital. Told Thursday morning she'd be able to be released, and then she got to stay longer because it started to flare up a little bit. But we praise the Lord for His healing in her and for the wholeness that He brings. But it certainly turned into a week where I recognized and realized the strength of the Lord and the way that I need to continue to rely on Him. Because by myself, when I'm at fuel, I would probably end up just sleeping all day because of how tired I am, missing some sleep at night and being in the hospital room. Just sleeping through that and then being awoken hour after hour after hour, recognizing and realizing the strength of the Lord and the way that God is able to empower and strengthen us to deal with the stuff that we deal with in life. Amen? And maybe you didn't have a week that was just like that. Maybe your week was a little bit different. But the strength of the Lord that we need to depend on in our lives through the big things and through the normal things of life. And that we can rely and count on God to be our strength so that when we're tired and we're whooped and we're exhausted and we're tired of dealing with that thing, whether it's physical or emotional or relational, knowing that God gives us the strength to be able to deal with it. That He gives us the strength to be able to deal with that which comes our way. Amen? Yeah? You guys there? You been there? Our God is a God of strength, and He needs to remain that source of our strength. Because our strength, my strength, is limited. It has a capacity, and it's not the same that it used to be. My strength is limited, but God's strength is forever and infinite, and His strength is able to give me the power that I can deal with the things that I deal with. Open up the Word this morning. Let's start out in Psalm chapter 18. Psalm 18. Psalm 18 is one of the chapters that if you memorize one of the verses here, you've actually memorized two verses in Scripture. There are a number of different places that are like that because maybe the account comes up in Psalms and somewhere else, but this same portion of Scripture comes out somewhere else in Scripture. One of the Samuels, I believe, 1 or 2 Samuel, maybe a 33 or something like that, one of those chapters. So if you memorize one of these verses, chances are you've got two of them memorized, so that works out pretty good. Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. It says, I love You, O Lord, my strength. Amen. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Amen. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Amen. Amen. God is our rock. He's our stronghold. God is our rock in whom we can stand and trust and know that He is going to give us the strength that we need to face whatever garbage we face in life. He's our rock and our sustainer, one who we can count on, who will not fail, who will not change, who will not just yank the rug underneath us. When we stand on the rock that is our God, we know that we can stand firm. Amen? Because our God is strong enough to help us. The thing is, there is a bit of an if-then statement in this. And it doesn't come out as clearly as that. It doesn't say, if this, then this. But it certainly is there. Notice in the middle part of verse 2, my God is my rock in whom I take refuge. In whom I take refuge. You see, the if there is, if I take refuge in Him, my God is my strength. Now, He remains strength. He remains strong enough. But it's only when I cut my dependency on myself and my own strength, when I relinquish to Him the throne that I like to sit on but is rightfully His, it's only when I set aside my own strength and realize, God, I need You for all of life. I need You for the crazy hectic weeks, and I need You for the normal day-to-day, non-emergency weeks as well. It's only when I put myself in a position when I say, God, I need Your strength every day, it's only then that He becomes my strength, that He becomes my rock. How often do we try to get it done on our own? Too many times, isn't it? Too many times. Too many times I attempt to get things taken care of by my own strength. Too many times I rely on myself to be able to be strong enough to face that which life brings. And too many times I fall flat on my face when I do so. You see, God is the rock. God is the strength. God is the shield. God is the place of refuge. But I have to choose, and you're allowed to choose as well, to make Him your rock and your strength and your shield and your refuge and your horn of salvation. He remains those things, but you get to choose, and I do too, to accept those as my own. To accept that truth into my life and rely on Him and set aside my own arrogance that says I can do this by myself. And realize great is the Lord's strength. Great is His strength. Amen. You guys with me? Praise the Lord. Let's look a little bit later in chapter 18. This time look at verses 30 through 35. Verse 30 through 35, same chapter, David is still writing this. He says, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. Notice that again. He's the shield for all who take refuge in Him. There's a responsibility that each person has, a choice, an option, whatever we want to call it. But we have that choice to take our refuge in Him. And when we do, He is our shield. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me Your shield of victory, and Your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. That's our God. That's our God. He stoops down to make us great in strength to face everything that we face. He stoops down to make us great in times of adversity so that we can stand. So that we can stand and be strong and have the strength that we need to face it. He gives us words of encouragement. He gives us words of wholeness and truth to be able to speak boldly, and then gives us the strength to be able to do so. So we need to put aside our own thoughts and our own desires, our own plans. We need to set aside the strength that we find in ourselves or in the world and put those things aside and stand on our God, our rock. We need to choose that in our own lives and make that the regular, constant resource of the strength that we find in life. Relying not on ourselves, not on our own hands, and not the ideas of the world. See, the ideas of the world give strength that is faltering and lasts only for a short period of time. The strength that we receive from the world is a comfort and a wholeness that is weak, shallow, breakable. Not wholeness at all. But the strength of the Lord endures forever. Our God is our rock, our strength, our stronghold. He is the shield to protect us, not the garbage that comes from the hand of the adversary through the world. It's not the stuff. It's not the things that we can put into our bodies to try to give us wholeness and help. It's our God. He is our rock. He is our stronghold. He's our shield. In Him we find our strength. Nowhere else. In Him we find our wholeness. Nowhere else. In Him alone is true strength. In Him alone is wholeness to be able to face our lives. Turn to Psalm 28, verse 7. Psalm 28, 7. There's another if then in here, and again, it's a little bit hidden. I want to see if you can find it. Psalm 28, 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. What's our responsibility in this? To trust and to give thanks. That's our responsibility. That's how we stand on the rock that is our God. That's how we turn to Him for that source of strength. We trust in Him. We don't trust in man. We don't trust in ourselves. But rather, we trust in our God. And when we do, He is our strength and our shield. He is our strength and our shield. Praise the Lord. But choose that. Praise the Lord, but live that. Praise the Lord, but make that yours. Trust in Him. Trust not in yourself or the things of man. Trust in Him. Trust not in yourself and anything else. But trust in Him. Go to Psalm 46. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake, with their surging. These verses, verses 2 and 3, talk about kind of cataclysmic events. If the mountains fell into the sea, wouldn't we say that's a pretty big event? That's a major change in life. Mountains falling into the sea is a major change in life. Here the writer of this psalm, the sons of Korah, bring that out. And aren't talking necessarily about mountains literally falling into the sea, but the changes of life that sometimes we face, the disaster that comes upon us, sometimes not even by our own choices, but rather the truth of life. Our lives, from time to time, face major events and major changes. Amen? Especially around times of loss and death. There are major changes that occur then. And we would be able to apply this into our lives and say, that's what I feel like. That's like what I'm going through. The mountains falling into the sea. Life as I knew it has just drastically changed. But even in those times of great change and times of great devastation, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Even in times of great devastation and facing life-altering events, God is our strength. God is our refuge. He's an ever-present source of help in our lives. That's our God. In verse 2, it says, therefore. Remember why we see the word therefore? And anytime we see the word therefore, we're always linking the previous teaching with some kind of response from us. We're always linking that which came before with something that we ought to be doing. Since this is the case, since this is the truth, that God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble, since that's the case, then what we ought to do, therefore, we will not fear. Even though we face these major changes in our lives, even though life is not the same way that it's, will not be in the future the same way that it had been in the past because the mountain has just been thrown into the sea. Even though my life has just changed and I'm not sure the route that it's going to be in the future or what it's going to be like, I will not fear because I know that I have a God who is my strength, who is my shield, who is an ever-present help in trouble. Even though my life just turned upside down because of some kind of loss, whether it be the life of somebody that we loved or a job, maybe it's because something happened in our physical being, we just received some kind of report that we did not want to hear or expect. Maybe something changed in a relationship between somebody else. We're still able to recognize and not fear that which is to come because we know that God is an ever-present help in trouble. Not only in the times of good when we would look at that and say, oh, praise the Lord, everything's been great. He indeed is an ever-present help in times of trouble. But even at a time of great loss, discouragement, at a time where our lives are different, He remains an ever-present source of strength, a shield and a help in times of difficulty. We then, therefore, since that's true, then we will not fear. As they write this, they say it so matter-of-factly. It almost sounds like their choice is so secure in their own minds that it's not even a choice to them. It's as if they have made that choice up in their minds long ago, and they believe it so fervently that when the time comes, it really isn't even a choice. Therefore, we will not fear. Not therefore, we'll decide not to fear, but therefore, we will not fear. We ought to have that same choice made in our own minds as well. We ought to make that choice up and that decision up in our minds that in times of difficulty and times of life and times of everything that we face, that no matter what, we recognize that God is our strength and our shield, an ever-present help in trouble, and therefore we will not fear. Make that decision now so firmly in your mind that when the option comes up to fear, you will have already decided we will not fear because of our God. Amen? I think I'm more excited than you are. Make that decision up in your mind even now that when the option would arise for you to be able to fear, you've already made your decision that you will not fear because you serve a God who is strong, who is your strength, who is your shield, who is always there to help you in times of trouble, an ever-present help in trouble. Make that decision now so when the choice comes up to fear, you will have already made it up. I will not fear. That's what they're saying. Therefore, I will not fear. It's not even a choice to me anymore because I've already decided who my God is. And He is my stronghold. He is my shield. He is my strength. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Go to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 is the beginning of the new. It probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you unless you know a lot of Isaiah. Isaiah is a little miniature Bible. In and of itself, it's set up as the Word of God. 66 chapters, the first 39 resemble a lot of the Old Testament. Resembles a lot of woe. It resembles a lot of looking forward to a hope that will come. It resembles a lot of discouragement. And in chapter 40, the new has come. And in chapter 40, the whole book of Isaiah turns on its ear. The whole book of Isaiah begins to become a great source of encouragement, a great source of hope. The very first word, and then obviously the transition, thinking about the Bible as a whole. Chapter or book number 40 is Matthew. The first thing we find is the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Messiah. What great hope. The whole Bible just turned on its ear and brought forth this plan that God had from the very beginning of His Son being born. Isaiah chapter 40, the very first couple of words of that chapter are comfort, comfort, my people. Just that strength and source, that a source of strength that there is in God giving us comfort. We're going to look at the last part of chapter 40, beginning in verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I think sometimes those very first questions in verse 28 could ring true in my own mind. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? You've been relying on your own strength. Don't you recognize that the God and creator of the universe is here to bring you your source of strength? Don't you realize that? Have you not heard that? But indeed, that's the case. The Lord is the everlasting God who renews our strength, who brings us the strength that we need each day, in and out of season, at the time that we need it. The place that we need it and the time that we need it. But again, we have a responsibility. The very first words of verse 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. If we do not hope in the Lord, we will not renew our strength. God is good enough and able and plenty strong to bring that renewal of strength to us. But if we choose not to rely on Him and put our trust and hope in Him, our strength won't be renewed because we're relying only on ourselves. And my strength is limited. My strength is limited. And it is tested over and over and over again, and I prove to myself regularly that my strength is limited. I prove to myself regularly that my strength is limited. But as I put my hope and my trust, not in myself, but rather in God, my strength is renewed. My strength to walk, my strength to face the greatest difficulties in life with the ability to face them and stand. And when I have done everything, to stand. And God gives me the strength to run. He gives me the strength when things aren't as bad as other times to be able to run. To have my strength renewed that I can face each day. And God renews my strength that I am able to soar like an eagle. That He gives that refreshing and that wholeness to my heart and to my mind that there are times that I am soaring. And it's because of Him. It's because of His strength. And it only comes when I make the choice to put my hope and my trust in Him. It does not come when I rely on myself. It comes only when I choose to trust Him and rely on Him for everything that I am. Turn in the New Testament to 1 Peter chapter 4, right near the end of the Bible. After James is 1 and 2 Peter, and then the 3 Johns, Jude, and Revelation. So right near the end. We're going to 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4, verse 7. It says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." Here we even find that our strength for ministry, our strength for serving others, our strength for ministering to others also comes from the Lord. Our strength for serving and ministering to others also comes from the Lord. That He gives us that strength not only for us to deal with that which we face in life, not only is He strong enough to provide for us everything that we need for the garbage that we face in our lives, but He also gives us strength to be able to help others. He also gives us strength to be able to minister to other people around us so that He may be praised. Even in our ministry, then, we need to set aside our thoughts that I can do this by myself. I can take care of this because I'm strong enough. But rather, I need to rely on God in ministering to other people as well. Not only to renew myself in the things that I face, but also to be able to use that strength that comes from God to minister and serve others around me. That He is that source of strength in my life. When God, through Jesus Christ, empowers us and equips us to deal with ministry and to deal with life, then Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, will be seen in its fullness. Go ahead and turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. When I set aside my own power and my own strength and rely solely on God as my source of strength in life, for everything that I face, as well as helping others, then Philippians chapter 4, 13, which says, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength," will be absolutely true. When I choose to put my hope and my trust in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ, then this is completely correct and accurate. It remains correct and accurate, however, we don't fully experience it when we choose to rely only on our own strength and on ourselves. But the good news is, God remains a mighty and strong God who has empowered His Son, Jesus Christ, with everything to give to us that we can find that same fullness that He did. And so we are strengthened and empowered and equipped from God through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we are in a position that we can do everything. We can do all things through Him who gives us strength. Amen. So I will trust in my God. I will put my strength in my God. I will put my hope in Him completely. Will you? Will you join me in that? Will you put your trust and your hope and your strength in the Lord God? If so, you'll be able to face everything. Everything. Let's pray this morning. Great and mighty God, mighty in power and awesome in strength, we give you praise that you fill our lives with the strength that we need. Not for our glory, not for our reign, not for us to be in a position where we can lord it over any, but rather to give you all the glory and all the praise. God, we thank you. You are our strength and our shield, the rock on which we stand, our provider, our horn of salvation. God, we thank you. You are our ever-present help in trouble. And so we rely on you. Father, we give you thanks, and all of this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.